appreciate this privilege, and I appreciate this church, appreciate their faith they've showed in their Lord down through the many, many years. I'd like to read from the book of Psalms this morning. In the 94th Psalm, we find in verse 12, David saying, "Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it." Find that David proclaims a wonderful and blessed truth of God and his greatness, of God and his faithfulness, to chasten those that he loves. David says in the 12th verse, "Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest." We see the blessing of God resting upon his people before that they have done any good or evil. We find God saying that, "Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest," that God chastens those that he loves, that he chastens those that he has a relationship to with as Father, that he's telling us the goodness of God. He's telling us of the greatness of God, that God loved the people, that he established a relationship, and that it wasn't based on anything that they would do, good or evil, but it was based sovereignly on his sovereign grace and love and mercy that he had upon a great host of people long before that they were born into this land and this earth. We find David saying that thou lovest me before my substance was, that thou knewest me, that God knew his people. For God to know his people is for God to love his people, because he loves them with a special love. He loves them with a fatherly love. He says, "For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance." If you notice throughout God's word, it speaks so many times about his people, thy people, that he loves us as his people. Those words to me are so special and particular because they signify, they identify the relationship that God has with his people, that they are his. You know, if they are his people, then Satan cannot get to them. Satan cannot be the final victor. That Satan cannot claim them in the final end. Right. But God loved his people. God's love, his protective love, God's love is his persevering love, that he continues to love, that he doesn't just love as man may love, that they might love for a short time, and then when one does not please another, their love ends. But we thank God that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he says, "For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance." Here we have God saying that he's not going to cast off his people, and neither is he going to forsake his inheritance. That God's people have an inheritance in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that they are joint heirs with him, that they are going to be in heaven in immortal glory some sweet and glorious day because of this relationship that was established by God himself. Notice in verse 15 he says, "But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it." Notice the outcome of these people people notice of the wonderful love that God is bestowing upon His people, how that He works among them, how that His judgments among them come to pass. He says, but judgment shall return unto righteousness. Aren't you glad we have a righteous God, a righteous Savior, that He's going to work things out, that He is going to intervene in our life right here in time, in our judgments, in the judgments that He judges His people with, that they're going to be to His righteousness. But judgment shall return unto righteousness. Notice that this judgment is going to return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Oh, how gracious God is, that He renders His judgments unto righteousness, that His judgments are righteous, that He's a righteous and loving Heavenly Father, that He's a God of wrath also, that He's a God that will carry out His judgments upon the people, that He was going to judge the wicked in that way that they are. That He hasn't made them wicked, but they were wicked in the fall of Adam when Adam transgressed God's holy and righteous law, that man became a depraved creature, that man is depraved without the grace of God, that we cannot look upon God, that we cannot see God unless God calls us with a holy calling. I'd like for us to look also in the 66th Psalm, he says, or excuse me, I'm wrong, says in 1 Samuel 12 and 22, find in the Old Testament how that God is dealing with His people. It says in the 22nd verse, for the Lord will not forsake His people. Notice who the Lord will not forsake. Didn't say that the Lord will not forsake the people, but He says His people. He says, for the Lord will not forsake His people for His great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you His people. Didn't say anything about man getting right before God, for God to not forsake us. Didn't say anything about man becoming lovely here. But He says it's simply because that it pleased the Lord to make you His people. You know, that's the reason we can't understand why God would love us. It's because that it just pleased the Lord, a holy, a righteous God, a Heavenly Father, a God that knows all things, a God that loves His people with that great love wherewith that He loved us, that He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to go and to bear our sins upon that cross, and that He finished the work that He was given Him to do, that He suffered all of these things because it pleased the Lord. He says it pleased the Lord to bruise Him. He saw the travail of His soul, and He was satisfied. Aren't you glad that God is satisfied with the work of the Lord Jesus Christ? He's satisfied and pleasing that the Lord Jesus Christ came and suffered for His people, that He got what He paid for, that He suffered upon that cross. He finished the work that was given to Him of the Father to do. He says, for the Lord will not forsake His people for His great name's sake. Didn't say for our great name's sake, but for His name's sake. All the glory, all the honor belongs unto the Lord Jesus Christ and to God the Father and the Spirit. For the Lord will not forsake His people for His great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you His people. Not because we are the greatest, not because that we are the fewest, not because of anything that was in man, but it simply pleased the Lord to make His people, to make you His people. That cuts out all the free will of man, the choice of man. And when man doesn't have the choice, he doesn't love that in nature. Man likes to think he has things under his control and in his power. But God's Word teaches that man doesn't have that ability, that man doesn't have that, because it says that it simply pleased the Lord to love his people. It pleased the Lord to have this love upon them. Therefore, he could send forth his Son, the holy, righteous Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and to all of our sins be laid upon him because of his great love wherewith that he loved us. Think about it. This spotless Lamb of God, this one that is eternal, this one that left the shining portals of glory to lay down his life for his people. Find in Matthew 1 and 21 the angel saying unto the Virgin Mary, thou shalt have a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I hope that we can understand who the Lord came to save, that he came to save his people, that they were his because he foreknew them, and that they were his because he predestined them to be conformed to the precious image of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the same ones are going to live with him in heaven in immortal glory. They're going to be the glorified. They are his people because of his electing love that he had for them when they were dead in trespasses and in sin. When there is nothing lovable about us, when we did not love God, we find that John says that we love him because he first loved us. May God richly bless you with this, my prayer.